test 81, section 2, question 2, which one completes the argument? So we're looking to fill in the blank, and in this case, it's the conclusion that we're trying to establish. Successful stand-up comedians are able to keep the attention of large audience for a few hours. Okay, so they can keep it for a long time. In such a way, audience members long afterwards remember long afterwards what they said. So you can keep them entertained, and they remember later what you said. In their routines, many comedians make interesting points about serious topics. They make interesting points. And unsurprisingly, humor is the means through which comedians are able to accomplish all this. So comedy is the way that they do it, or humor. University professors hope to achieve much the same in their lectures. They're trying to do the same thing. Thus, well, it seems like probably comedy would be, or humor would be, a good way to do it. So they should have more humor in college lectures, which probably a lot of you would agree with. So stand-up comedians, university professors have the same skill set. We don't. That's not what they're trying to prove. Incorporating humor into lectures can help professors to achieve the goals they have for those lectures. That's really good. So we'd probably take that. We'll check the others. University professors can achieve the goals for they have for their lectures only if they incorporate. The problem is we don't know that it's only. Only is a little too strong. Whereas can help them achieve it is better. It's weaker. There's no reason to suppose that lectures lasting several hours cannot hold an audience's attention. That's not the point here. They're trying to sort of create a comparison between comedians and professors and how they get things done. University professors should treat even the most serious topics in humorous ways. Again, it's a little too strong. We just know that humor could help, and therefore, answer choice B is our best response.